Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Living Single in Your City. This is a nightly show where we talk about everything from mild to wild in the life of those that are living single. We're always looking for hot topics, and we're also open to interviews with other people within the community that are living single and doing great big things. If you'd like to be interviewed on a show or be a possible guest in the near future, please contact us on our website at livingsingle.org or find us on Facebook at Living Single Across America or hit us up on Instagram at Living Single AA.
Hola. And if I knew any more Spanish, I would start talking to you in Spanish tonight. But unfortunately, Spanish is so limited. So, hello, good morning, good evening, and good night. This is Tawanda with Living Single in Your City, and I am super excited to be here this evening. And I always say evening, even though it's night. It's like 10 o'clock at night where I am, so evening is long gone. But I have Alexis with me this week hanging out in the clubhouse, and we're living single in our city. Alexis, let me ask you before you tell us how you're feeling tonight. What time does evening end? Cause can I still say good evening? Is that appropriate or no?
I think evening is from 5 p.m. to 9, and after 9 it's night because
So am I out of order?
No, you can say it however you want. If you really, really want to think about it, in Vietnamese, it's just chào buổi tối. So it means good night or greetings to night. So if you really want to think about it, there is no evening. So this is chào buổi chiều means afternoon. So.
And you know the funny thing, the only thing I hate about saying goodnight sometimes, goodnight to me also means goodbye. You know, like if I'm like, hey everybody, goodnight, that kind of means goodbye. All right. Anyway, I'm just always looking to get more information about proper etiquette because, you know, I like to be proper sometimes. So with that being said, Alexis, welcome again to Living Single in Your City. And how are you feeling today? What was the highlight of your day? And what would you like to share before we get into our topic for tonight?
I'm great. The highlight of today was I got to correct my professor. She made the mistake. A really funny mistake. I don't think she realized she did it. So when I corrected her, the look on her face on Zoom camera was actually kind of comical because my initial thinking was, you teach nursing students and health science students. Shouldn't you know this?
Well, people can make mistakes sometimes, so don't be too hard on your professor, please.
Okay.
All right, and what are you working on in
it
school?
It was just comical.
Okay.
I am working on a bachelor's in health science. I did not go into health administration, so health sciences is a much broader field that will open the gateway for me into many medical fields if I should so choose to return to school to pursue them.
Okay, well, definitely. I'm very glad to hear that. Much congratulations to you. And I know, is school keeping you pretty busy during the pandemic and all that good stuff?
Yep. I don't get a vacation like most people.
And really, I was watching something on the news last night where they were talking about so many areas, like especially the spike over in Cali, and not Cali, in Florida, and they need like more health health workers and stuff like that. So I wish you were done with school so you can go maybe relocate and help out. How does that sound?
Yeah, our teacher actually said something about that last night. And believe it or not, they're pushing the nursing program on a lot of students at my school. Like, every nursing school has its own unique standards of getting in. So it depends where you apply would depend on the circumstances of you getting in. So for our school, I believe the GPA is a 3.0. And for some other schools, it's actually higher than that, believe it or not. And as a nursing student, you're not allowed to get anything in any class that is below an 80, which is a B. So by the time the class is over, your grade point average in that class has to be an 80.00 or higher. They don't round up. So for a student who has a 79 point something, you automatically flunk the class.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, and especially in that field, you really need to know what you're doing. And the goal is if you fail, you can take it over. So you have to definitely get back to the drawing board, because when we're talking about somebody's life, we can't be halfway understanding. We need to be all the way understanding. So I'm definitely with that. All right. So
Actually, no, you can't. The only for a nursing student, once you get into the nursing program, you're only allowed to fail two classes your entire. So if you fail two classes already, you're done. You have to wait a certain amount of time to apply somewhere else. Yeah, they're strict with that because they want to ensure that you get your 80. And, of course, if a nurse walks into your hospital room or into your home or is about to take care of you, you really want to make sure that that person knows what he or she is doing. You really wouldn't want a subpar nurse taking care of you, would you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay, well, that definitely makes sense. All right, so tonight we're going to get into our topic, and that is actually, that's a good question. All right, so tonight we're talking about, are you content in your singleness? And before I go into asking you that question, Alexis, and before I actually go into some different tips to help people become content in their singleness, I want to talk a little bit about singleness. And one of the questions would actually be, first of all, I talk often about what is singleness. A lot of times I talk to people all the time, even I was having a conversation with you, Alexis, a month ago, and you said, oh, I'm not single, I'm dating. I got a boyfriend. So I love to educate people about what we mean when we say living single. Living single means you're not married. So your status could be single and dating, you can be single and I don't have nobody, you can be single and creeping or whatever, but I'm talking about whether you're married or whether you're not. So with that being said, what we're going to talk about tonight is being single and actually, are you content with it? You know, sometimes we know women, men, everybody's different. Some people say, hey, well, I'm single and I'm dating and I'm good. Some people say, hey, I'm single, I'm dating, but I love to be married, and I'm upset that I'm not. Some people say, hey, I'm single, I'm not dating, and I don't want nobody, and I'm cool. Everybody's situation is different. So tonight we want to talk about, between you and I, Alexis, are we content in our singleness, for one? And for two, if we're not content in our singleness, what can we do to help improve it? So the million-dollar question of the night is, are you content with not being married at this point in your life?
Oh, hell yes, because in all honesty, I'm 34, right? And how I view it is I don't want to feel rushed and get married, because that's what my mama wanted me to do, and I sure as hell am not getting married because that's what society wants me to do. Because the worst thing that can happen to me is, what the hell am I going to do if I got married in my 20s and then woke up next to somebody in my 40s and realized I wasted 20-something odd years with somebody that I don't even know what the hell happened to my life. Like, I didn't accomplish anything. I didn't go back to school. I basically just had a bunch of babies and wake up one day and, like, my kids are almost out of the house and I'm looking at the person that I married, and I don't even know if I still love him or not. I think okay. that's the worst thing that could happen. So I'm actually quite content not being married.
Okay. That definitely makes sense. And with me, it's definitely been a work in progress because I ditto everything that you said. I have always liked and wanted to take my time doing stuff because, honestly, I have a lot of people in my circle that are married, and over half of them are miserable. So I think now mm-hmm. that people get married to say, number one, that they're married, and number two, for convenience and benefits and insurance and so on and so forth. So let me ask you, Lexis, do you think that people are getting married more today for love or for other reasons? And if so, what?
In all honesty, I'm just going to be really 100% frank. I do think people get married for love. I'm not going to lie, right? I'm going to say people choose to get married because they're in love. I don't think anybody is ever prepared for marriage because unless you've been married before, you don't know what to expect. You don't know if the person that you're marrying today is going to be the same person 10 years down the road, 20 years down the road, or whatever. So in my honest opinion, most people get married for love. Some people get married because they're about to turn 40 and they don't want to die alone. And some people get married, like you said, for the benefits, for financial reasons, for insurance, for a green card. Like, I've heard it all before. I'm not.
Did you say a green card?
Look at the show 90 Day Fiancé. Really? You can't honestly tell me that some of the couples on there, you're honestly going to tell me a 19-year-old is going to fall in love with a 60-year-old man and think he's sexy and everything and so in love with him. She wants a green card. Come on. Let's just be honest about it, okay? He wants some young thing to take to his party to have arm candy. She wants to come over here because she's 19. She doesn't know. She hasn't had enough life experience to realize if she loves the man or not. He's 60 years old. He's halfway in the grave already, and you're telling me at 19 years old, you're going to look your mama and daddy in the face and say, Mama, Daddy, I met somebody. He's 60 years old, and I'm so in love with him. Really? If I ever did that, my mama would have smacked me.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, that's so funny you said that. When you said the green card, girl, that's crazy. But you know what? I just looked up some information, and it says reasons people get married, even if they know better. So based on what you said, let me list 10 things that it says here of why people get married. Now, we know that most people, or especially back in the day, people got married because they were in love and they want to spend their life together. But, hey, some people say, hey, I'm getting married because it's the next step. They've been dating for years. They live together. They're a cute couple. Why not get married? Hey, that's one reason. Two, once upon a time, they were in love. In the beginning, their story was like a fairy tale. Sure, things may have cooled down, but what better way to jumpstart happily ever after than a wedding? Hey, number three, desire to grow up. How can you be an adult if you've never been married? Everyone knows a ring comes with an upgraded standard of living and a favorable reputation in the community. So some people feel like, hey, this is the next step to being an adult. Number four, he'd make a good. He has a good job, a clean record, good credit, loves kids. Hey, this is the person you should make. Alexis, are you feeling me on all this? Are you laughing?
Yeah.
Oh, why are you laughing? I'm on a roll over here. Why are you laughing?
Because all the reasons you list are the reasons that I myself have heard from other people asking me why am I not married by now. And my response to all of that is no, thank you. But keep going.
Okay, I just had a couple more. All right, fear of staying single. Because crazy cat lady isn't a title most women want on their personal resume. Listen, I've been single too long. It's time to get, let somebody put a ring on it. Number six, wishful thinking. Getting married means growing up. No more staying out too late. No more mysterious texts. And he'll have to cut back on the booze. He can change, right? He has to because of love. Number seven, security. Who wouldn't want to sleep better knowing there's a backup income to pay the bills if you get laid off? Oh, my God. Number eight, a baby on the way. Kids need parents who are married, don't they? After unexpected after unexpected pregnancy, getting married is the right thing to do, right? Number nine, pressure. Society needs you to get married. Your friends are all married. Your family keeps asking you when you're going to tie the knot. Peer pressure. And then the last thing is number 10, the clock is ticking. Better get a husband before your eggs run out. Alexis, how you feeling about these 10 reasons people get married even if they don't know better? Talk to me.
Okay. I'm just going to be 100% honest. I'm going to be real with you, listeners. If you got married for any of those reasons, I'm going to call you an idiot. Because if you got married for any of those reasons, I can guarantee you, you're going to end up divorced. Because if you don't get married for the right reasons, if you don't build a strong enough foundation, if you aren't in love with the person, you don't have the same goals and stuff like that, how the hell are you going to build a life together? Like, what if you can't stand the fact that he chews with his mouth open? What if you can't stand the fact that she's a slob? What if you can't stand the fact that he spends half his paycheck every 2 weeks on booze? What if you can't stand the fact that she's a shopaholic? Seriously, you're going to get married because you get pregnant. Honey, there are plenty of single parents in this country. And children do not need both parents. I'm a testament to that, okay? I was raised by my mama, and when my mama passed, I was raised by my aunt. My father was not in the picture, and I did not need two parents. I turned out just fine.
Ooh. Says who? But you know what?
Myself and I.
Well, I'm not gonna say that it's not beneficial to have two parents in the home, because I wouldn't change anything for being blessed to have my mother and my father. I know a lot of people don't have that, but yeah, two is good. Nothing's wrong with that. But hold on, Lexi. Hold up. Huh?
But yeah, can I counter?
See, of course.
Your parents chose to get married because they were in love and they chose to have a family together, right?
Correct.
But you just said they want to get married because they're pregnant or are unexpected.
Oh, yeah. No,
right?
No, definitely.
So
no, I'm for my love, true love.
Yeah, see, if you were truly in love with your man and you chose to get married and it's right for you and you have a family, then yes, your child can benefit from two loving parents. But if you got married because your spouse knocked you up and you don't really have that foundation, you're not in love, you think your child's going to be happy in a home where two parents cannot stand each other? Children are like sponges, okay? And they hear and they feel everything in that house. So in all honesty, if I were to have a child, I'd rather raise that child alone than be stuck in a marriage with someone I can't stand.
Absolutely. No, I agree with you.
Life is too short.
And
for
you only live once. So, okay, I'm glad you said life is too short. So what I want to share before we run out of time tonight is how to embrace being single. Because, again, this is Tawanda, Living Single in Your City. We have Alexis on the line tonight, and she's too turned up for TV. And we're talking about, are you content in your singleness? Being single is a journey. And some people will get married, and some people won't. That's just really the cold hard facts. And we know that some people will get married just because of those reasons that we just named, or maybe other reasons. However, what we want to leave everyone with tonight is, if you are a person that's listened to this call and you're not married, it's okay. If you are a person that is listening to this call and you're single again, it's okay. Because this is a journey. It may not be the journey that you chose, but it's definitely a journey that you can embrace and that you can enjoy. And I want to share a couple different things on how to embrace being single. And then I'm sure Alexis is going to counter me, but that's okay because, you know, that's what she does. Number one, shift your mindset about what being single means to you. Think about that. Shift your mindset, okay, about what it means to you. Number two, don't let other people's comments get you down. Remember we talked about pressure. You know, basically that everything that we read in reference to the 10 reasons people get married, we just need to flip it around and find ways to embrace it and not let people's comments get us down. Number three, do it now. Don't want to be in a relationship. Always remember, if you ever catch yourself thinking, once I meet someone, I'll finally take a trip to Italy or I'm going to finally be able to do this or do that, don't wait. Do it now. Live your life now. Go by yourself. Find some girlfriends. Find some platonic friends. Whatever. Just don't think you can't do it until you get married because that is not true. All right? Embrace doing things alone. Just like step three, you don't want to wait to start doing the things you enjoy until you have someone to do them with all the time. If there's an amazing art exhibit that you want to see, but none of your friends want to go, go by yourself. That is extremely important. Always remember you are enough, alone and in a couple. And I'm going to explain that a little more because sometimes people don't think that. Always remember you are enough, alone and in a couple. Let's get honest. It feels good when you're in a relationship. It validates you and reminds you that someone out there likes or loves you and wants to spend time with you. The thing is, you are who you are in a relationship or out of a relationship. You're still Alexis. You have to remember that you're special and lovable. Just because you're single does not negate your value as a person. All right, Alexis, I'm going to turn it over to you, and I want to hear what your thoughts are about those five things I mentioned in reference to embracing being single.
In all honesty, I do agree with that. You have to learn how to love yourself before somebody else can love you. If you are not content with yourself, how can anybody else be content with you? Like, if you aren't okay with being alone, you're going to end up with a partner that might not be right for you. Because I don't like to use the word needy, but some people, they don't like to be alone. They always constantly have to have somebody with them, whether it's a friend, whether it's a family member, or a relationship. And if a relationship ends, before you know it, they're in another relationship. And you're like, well, where's the time for you to grieve? Where's the time for you to realize who you are as a person? Because who you are today is not going to be the same person 10 years down the road. I'm not the same Alexis as I was when I was a child. I sure as hell am not the same Alexis when I was a teenager. Looking back, reflecting, reading my old journals, like, it's kind of awe-inspiring to see how far you have come. Every day is a journey, and it's perfectly okay to take that journey by yourself because the right person for you wants to accompany you on your journey, not prevent you from taking your journey, not telling you to pause on your journey or telling you to take their journey instead. The right person for you is going to accompany you on your journey. And if you, for whatever reason, you don't find that person, take that journey by yourself. You're never going to be alone because you have your family, you have friends, and you have other people to meet. You never know what's going to be around the corner.
Absolutely. Now, that is so true. That is so true. Well, Alexis, you know what? That is a really good information, and that's one thing I definitely get from always having the opportunity to talk to you is information that it sticks with me. And that's what we're talking about tonight, being content in your singleness. And that's all we're going to wrap up. So, Lexis, as we close out in the next couple of seconds, is there any final thoughts and comments of what you'd like to share to listeners in reference to being content in singleness?
Yes, it's better to be single and happy than to be in a relationship and miserable.
Absolutely. You've heard it here first. Living Single in New York City, this is Tawanda, and we're out of here.
Hey, everyone. This is your girl, Hefe, with Living Single. I just want to say thank you all who are listening to our nightly show. We want to make sure you always stay connected with us by subscribing to our website. And when you do subscribe, you'll receive a free newsletter where you can find updates, tips, and all types of information regarding singles. Please visit our website at www.livingsingle.org.